Good evening and welcome to the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee meeting. It's Thursday, January 7th, 2010, and I wish everyone Happy New Year and hope you have it healthy also. As usual, I always begin, it's my usual mantra, to ask you if you have not supported the Pacifica Foundation yet to kindly do so. We are in serious time of need as all other not-for-profits, and I urge you to dig deep if you can and support us. Thank you. Our secretary is Melinda Eiley Dong, and tonight we have a couple of visitors. So, Melinda, if you could do the audit committee members, and then we go to, and then I'll do the other folks.
Okay, well, let's do the roll call. I got Jim Brown, I've got you, Nia, myself, Lisa Davis, Lisette King, Sandra Rolland, I know, is not here, and I've got Laverne Williams is going to be in attendance.
He's here. This is Laverne Williams. Sorry, I was juggling my other things. Right.
There she is, Laverne. All righty. And is Sandra there?
Who's talking?
Did Sandra Rolline get on without me noting?
Who's talking? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your voice.
Melinda Eiley Dawn, Laverne. She is the committee's secretary, and she's so efficient.
I've talked to her in Houston. And who else did I possibly miss on that?
You missed the executive director, Arlene Engelhardt.
Okay, how are you spelling the name, please?
A-R-L-E-N-E, and then last name, E-N-G-E-L-H-A-R-D-T.
Okay, I'm sorry, what was the last name again? A-R-G?
No, E-N-G-E-L-H-A-R-D-T. Engelhardt.
Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that.
Sure.
Greetings, Arlene, and welcome, the new executive director for Pacifica.
Yay.
Thank you. Happy New Year to everyone.
Okay. And we have Lizette, who's a Pacifica National Board Director. She's visiting us tonight for the first time.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do we have any other PNB visitors, directed visitors that are missing? Okay, great. Thank you. All righty. The first item on the agenda, which I'm going to forward to you now, Lizette, I'm sorry, I forgot.
That's okay.
To send it out. Okay, 1 second. Here comes Arlene and Laverne. Everyone should have it. For the listeners, our draft agenda, the first item is call to order and roll call, which we just did for 5 minutes. Number two, approve minutes, 5 minutes. Number three, approve agenda, 10 minutes. Number four, report from the external auditor, whom I forgot. Selena Lamb from PNB Helen Donovan. I forgot about you, Selena. Say
no
hi,
problem.
Selena.
I was wondering, do I need to speak up?
Sorry about that.
No problem.
It's I'm not used to having so many people on the call, so forgive me.
No problem.
Report from the external auditor for 30 minutes. Report from the CFO, 10 minutes. That's number five, adjourn to executive session, and it's a time certain of 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I left off the next meeting date. I don't know if we need to meet again. We hope not, but I did not put that on there. So, do I get a motion? Do I hear a motion to approve the agenda, or are there any amendments to the agenda? Any amendments to the agenda?
Nope.
Okay.
Everything's
done. I move to approve.
Okay. Hearing none. I heard a male voice.
Jim, I said I move to approve the agenda as it is.
Okay. Thank you. All righty. So I think the minutes, Melinda, can we table those because Selena has a family commitment, and I don't want to take up too much of her time. Is that okay?
That's perfectly
now, cool. Okay. If we're done sooner than before 9:30, rather, then we can certainly go into executive session.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the first item is a report from the external auditor. So, Selena?
Okay.
Go right ahead, please. You have 30 minutes.
Okay, thank you. That's plenty.
Okay.
Yeah, This morning I was told to report the audit status and also the two big issues that we came across during the audit. First thing, for the audit status, we haven't completely finished the audit yet, and there are still a few items we are still waiting from the client, from the Pacifica Foundation, and we just sent out Becca, the in charge. She just sent out the most outstanding list that we are waiting for the audit to finish up the audit to everybody. The major areas the information we have to complete for the major areas are the revenue, account receivable, and the investment. So we are trying to finish it up by the end of this month. So this is the audit status. We are moving, but it's not quite there.
Okay. Are you done, Selena? That's it?
No. And I also want to talk about the $1 million pledge from Jeffrey Leonard.
Excuse me, this is LaVarne. Hi, Selena?
Okay. Yes.
This is LaVarne, the CFO. Can I just ask that be moved to closed session?
Sure.
Thank you.
Is there any objection, committee members, to moving back to executive session? Okay. There are some personnel issues to be discussed there, LaVarne?
No, it concerned a contract, basically, with the foundation. And
okay.
I would prefer, with everyone's permission, that we remove that to closed session. And,
okay.
And it might involve future in terms of funding for the foundation.
Okay. If you think it will impact it, then that's not a problem. Okay. Go ahead, Becca.
Excuse me, usually those negotiations between major donors, a lot of time they're like anonymous. Also, so at this time, and when you're discussing funding like that, which is huge for us, I would think that the donor would prefer that we not discuss that in open session.
Okay.
Go ahead, Selena. I just call you Becca. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Selena.
So you don't want me to mention this contribution?
I think it just should be to. I prefer
LaVarne?
Not. What do you think?
Yeah, but maybe I just don't mention the name of the for the contribution.
Okay.
But what happened is we Pacifica Foundation received a pledge from somebody on December 14. We recognized this $1 million in fiscal year 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And This is a matching grant that Pacifica Foundation is supposed to open a separate bank account and send him the ongoing report for the commitment. So we booked this $1 million in fiscal year 2008, and we received the first payment for. I think we already received about $200,000 in fiscal year 2008, and there is still we still have an outstanding balance for about $800,000. And we have in this specific contribution, we also have a time schedule for the rest of when is the rest of the payment would come to Pacifica Foundation. But when we start this year audit, we found out nothing comes through for the fiscal year 2009. So we started to contact the donor, and the donor, we Tony talked to him in the mid of December, and tried to find out what is the status of the outstanding balance. How come we Pacifica Foundation haven't received anything yet? And he expressed it to us that he hasn't received anything from Pacifica Foundation, so he's not going to make any further payments at this point. So for the potential audit treatment, we may need to reverse the outstanding receivable that we booked from the fiscal year 2008, and we may possible to book an accounts payable for the payment that we already received, because he may come back and ask for the money back. So this is one of the issue, and we haven't settled, come to the conclusion how we're going to do it, but this is the potential audit treatment on this big area that we may have to reverse the outstanding receivable and book the payable for the payment that we received on this $1 million pledge. Do you have any questions?
Chair?
But again, we haven't come to that conclusion. Tony will give you more update information later.
Okay.
I'd like to talk. This is Arlene. I'd like to talk about that just a little bit in closed session.
Okay, fine, Arlene.
I'll leave it at a close. Sorry.
Okay. Now, for the audit committee members, do you have any questions? I have a couple of questions, but as you guys know, I'd like to let you speak first, and then I go after. So do the committee members have any questions?
This is Lisa for the staff, Madam Chair.
Go ahead. You're recognized.
Okay. Hi, Selena, and thank you for participating on this call. I just wanted to just have a couple of questions. I just want to make sure that I'm understanding what you're saying. You said something like you were waiting on a few things that you have not yet received from the Pacifica Foundation to complete the audit. Is that correct?
For the audit in general, yes. We are waiting for a few things to complete the entire audit.
Right. I was writing something down like revenue, accounts receivables, and investments. Did I?
Yes. These are the major areas. Like today, I was working with Becker on the legal expenses, because we knew that there are at least two cases were settled after the year end. So we want to make sure these contingent liability were recorded as of September 2009. So we want to get this information from Lynn. She needed to get back to us. When we make, what cases were settled after, what cases belong to fiscal year 2009, settled after the fiscal year, how much did we pay, and what was the settlement date? Do we have contingent liability as of September 30th, 2009? This is something that we want to follow up with her a little bit more. And also for the investment, Lynn told us that we may have a few more transactions we need to record for the investment, so we are waiting for her to complete the investment session. For the account receivable, like the one that I just mentioned, the $1 million pledge, we need to come to the conclusion, how are we going to do that? Do we need to book the reserve? Do we need to reverse the receivable? If we are not going to collect the money, we need to reverse it. So this is something we have to come to the conclusion, how are we going to treat this the instance.
Right. And if I may just follow up with one other quick question, Madam Chair.
Yes,
I was just wondering, and when you say the foundation, were you basically, have you received the things that were needed, I guess, from the local stations, or are you primarily referring to the national office as of this point?
For the foundation, you mean the foundation grants? Yeah. Usually when we are making a request, we're making a request to the national office.
Right.
The national office will help us to make the request to each station.
Okay.
Any other committee members have any questions? Anyone else?
This is LaVon.
On the phone, yeah.
LaVon. Hello.
Go ahead, LaVon. You're recognized.
Thank you very much, because usually finance is not allowed on the audit committee, but I welcome this opportunity. And thank you, Selena. I know you guys have worked really hard and that you've done more work this year. And although it's a trying time for all of us, particularly at year-end, we're trying to get things done and holidays that people have to take. But, I'm just... I'm just, you know, totally concerned, of course, in terms of, you know, how we make a decision on the 200K and setting it up as an account an accounts payable that can't be, you know, can be reversed by the major donor. So, you know, I appreciate, you know, really in terms of getting into these accounts that have been, you know, a question and we've talked about. So although it's a difficult time for, in terms of the work that it requires, but all of this is necessary, and I realize that, and I welcome that you guys, that you all are looking at these areas that we definitely have been out there, and it will give us an opportunity to resolve these now, and we don't have to carry those on the back burner and the front burner all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, just a concern about, you know, how we end up treating the 200K, and that it actually is in a restricted account at Chase, and that you and I can talk about that a little more if you care to. Just give me a call.
Okay. Then.
Okay. Does anybody else have any questions? Then I'll ask my question. Okay. Selena, what stations are delayed in sending their information? Specifically, what stations for pending information?
For this information, I don't have the information for you right now. I need to go look at the work paper again. I can get you the answer when I go back to the office.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
And I think this for the because this is a matching grant for the to match dollar for dollar funds ways for acquisition of buildings. So I don't know who right now. I don't have the answer which state is responsible for the reporting.
Yeah. What I meant was the stations that you said that in terms of the accounts receivables, that you were late in getting information from the stations, not about the $1 million donation. But what stations are still not getting you information that you need to complete the audit? That you have to look up?
For this $1 million,
not the $1 million, Selena, not the $1 million. You said there are other items, audit items, that are pending from what stations?
Let me see. Let me go look at the PBC list. I think it's the New York station.
Okay, that would be WBAI.
Yeah. And let me see here. Account receivable. WPFW, DC, Washington, DC.
Yeah, that's W, uh-huh.
Yeah, so basically these two stations, New York and DC.
Okay. My other question is, the 990 is due February 15th. So are we going to make that deadline?
The audit, we can leave it for Tony, but for right now, for my answer is we probably need to file another extension because the financial statement is not even done.
Okay.
So we probably need to file an extension to have until May 15th. Not May 15th, later.
Okay. Could you kindly, I am making that request.
Mm-hmm.
Which will be noted in the minutes to please file the extension for the 990 tomorrow if you can, or definitely as soon as possible. How about that?
Okay.
Because I just want to make sure that that's not missed.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Minutes that 90 should be filed tomorrow?
I didn't hear you, Melinda. What did you say?
Are you saying you want me to make note that the 990 is to be filed tomorrow?
No, but I am making a request to the auditor.
I got you. I misunderstood. I apologize.
That's okay. That's not a problem. Just to file an extension for the 990.
I just like to be prepared. I'd rather that it's filed and then we make it, and not filing it and then we don't make it.
Yeah, we will take it off it. No problem, yeah.
Okay, thank you. The does anybody else have any questions? I know. Okay. So
Jim, I have one question.
Okay, Jim. Go ahead, Jim.
She mentioned investments. What are the what do you mean? She hasn't received the actual records of investments?
No, we have a few entries we need to, we are waiting for Lynn to, for us to book it for the audit. She missed a few entries to reconcile the investment, so we're waiting for her to get that to complete the investment. We have the investment statement.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like we have any more questions, so I know Selena has to go and take care of her little child. So could we move to the CFO's report? Let's hear her side of what's going on with the audit. Do I get unanimous consent from the committee members for that?
Yes.
Okay, no objection. Okay, LaVarne, you have 10 minutes.
Oh, I won't need 10 minutes. Thank you for the generous time, though. In terms of report, I'm not really sure, because usually, again, finance doesn't attend audit committee because of, I can't audit what I'm delivering. But as far as a report, the only thing that we're waiting for, and which I'll probably talk when I talk to Selena tomorrow and with Mr. Pohl, is just to start looking at some of the deficiencies and as we go through, as we prepare for our next PNB meeting, perhaps I can outline what some of those issues are, or perhaps even and how we can address those. And everything okay? Oh, and how we can begin to set up an outline to address those issues. And so I'm really, really looking forward to that. And perhaps a couple of items. I already have like an outline of how to address some of those. But yeah, just looking forward to it and to talking more with Selena and with Tony Pohl about some of those deficiencies.
Okay, the audit committee as CFO, that you do have that right to just talk about how you're addressing the issues. This is not a finance committee report, but it is customary, and that's what's done in not-for-profits, that the CFO says how the audit is going, what it is that you're doing. So you're not doing anything illegal, just to let you know. In terms of
not that I'm aware of.
No, you aren't. So because you said there could be no overlap, but just so that you're clear, that it's not a...
Oh, you're talking about this conversation. Oh, I thought you were taking it beyond the realm of this conversation. Thank you. I understand.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions for LaVarne in terms of her involvement with the audit?
I do.
I have it.
Okay.
And Lisa for the staff?
Lisa, and I think I heard Lizette. Go ahead,
yes.
Lisa.
Right, well, she was first, so I can wait until after.
But you're a committee member, so you go first.
Okay. I would just like to know, especially since we have the CFO and I think we still have the auditor, what's the delays with the WBAI and, I guess, WPFW as well, in terms of getting the information for the audit?
I have to talk to Lynn about the investment portion that Selena was mentioning. But I know one of the items which we have talked about and which we have had conversations about is just some of the issues with BAI with the big layoff or headcount cut in November of 2008. Some of the processes that had not been done or attended to as it had been before. Although there were many deficiencies, I really don't need to discuss this because then it gets in the personnel. So no, I can't discuss that. But thank you for asking.
Okay, I heard Lizette.
Yes,
Lizette
thank
is the director,
you.
Selena.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I was just telling Selena who you are.
All right, I'm here. Mm-hmm. Selena is the auditor, right?
Yes.
Good.
Yes.
did you get a chance to review whether we have made any progress on communication? Because I think that was a big, big issue in the last report, where it was picked up that the communication between the national office and the station weren't satisfactory. Did we do anything about that? And if Laban could maybe explain to us what the real situation is. So the question is twofold, one to the audit and the other to Laban.
For us, for our observation when we were at the field, the communication between among the stations is not very good because I don't think they don't share the information. And one station know how to operate the MANSA system. The other station, they may not be able to one day operate the MANSA system. And they have their, just looking at the band recognition report, they have different format at each station. And some station did it right, some station didn't do it right. So I don't see the communication is enough here. We definitely could do it. We have a room to improve on this area still.
Can you tell us what the situation is?
This is LaBarne. Yeah, as Selena has brought up, the issue of MEMSIS and how each station basically operates along the pace, the expertise of the people at the station, where some people have very good sources of expertise and skill in MEMSIS. And in fact, as we have gone along since I've been at BAI in May, we have actually had support. We've had basically, for the first time, like since Bertolt Reimers came on, to actually know that we could like send these requests to MEMSIS to get information, and that it wasn't required that we call Nick Hurley all the time. So that was kind of the process that we thought it was until Bertolt came on and started working with MEMSIS and found everyone that we could send in these MEMSIS requests all the time. And then we also, working with WPFW, we were able to, actually I was going to just go ahead and pay this $5,000 plus expenses for the MEMSIS trainer to come out, but we were able to actually work with WPFW to get their MEMSIS support person, Satari Joyner, to come up, and instead of spending about $7,500, Satario is very cordial and was able to work with us, and we spent at the most $150 for her to come up and spend a day working, or I guess a day and a half, and then we're begging her, everyone's begging her to come up again. So, you know, we realize that there are the various inefficiencies, and even after then, before, when we learned about the MEMSIS support, we started calling, you know, the other stations who have very good MEMSIS support. And again, with that layoff back in November 2008, the person was laid off, and there was no one to step, as Selena will know, no one to step forward and say, I'm accountable for what's happening in MEMSIS now. So the BAI definitely needs a MEMSIS person. And the other thing is Selena had spoken about was in terms of bank reconciliations, and Selena was kind enough to say that reconciliation formats were done, but in a lot of cases, not a lot, I'm sorry, in a couple of cases, reconciliations were not done. And in fact, we have this issue now about the fact that the national office does not have there could be funding in other accounts that the national office is not aware of, and that they would become aware of it through bank reconciliations, and those bank reconciliations not being done. That means that there's we cannot really verify. We can only go along on trust in terms of what we are told the bank balances are. So we definitely need to set up an outline, and I'll definitely be working with Selena and with Tony Pohl on this in terms of how we can show that, you know, you said a lack of information. That's where it's the numbers that the national office does not have access to. So we'll have to propose a means to make that issue go away, and I certainly hope that I'll have the support of the National Board in terms of making that eliminating that audit deficiency. So again, we have been it's in terms of getting the reports in on a monthly basis, and that's the communication is with the numbers. And if we can get the numbers, then we can talk about them. But first comes the numbers and being aware and having control of particularly in terms of funds, especially major funds. And the problem that really jumped out at us this year was something that shows that until a national office can have that control, there could be serious repercussions to the Pacifica finances. So again, I will hope, you know, working with an outline from audit, from PNB HD, that we can propose a means to have that communication with the numbers first and then the conversations later, and that we can fix that and we can remove that as an exposure to the Pacifica Foundation. And I hope I'm not being too vague, but we can talk about it in detail in the closed session.
All right. Thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Lizette?
I said thank you, Madam Chair.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Okay. Does anybody else have anything you'd like to say? Okay. It's now 9:13. I hear Lisa?
Yeah, I was just going to just ask something, but if this is something that needs to be commented on more in executive session, I will acquiesce. But I just want to know, because I had LaVon say, reference that a problem that jumped out at them this year, and I just want to know if she could just elaborate on that a little bit more, because I didn't quite understand what she was saying.
We'll be talking about that in executive session. This is Arlene.
Okay.
So hold on to your question, Lisa. Okay.
Sure.
It's 9:14. Do we have any other questions that we need to ask on the live stream in public session before I ask Otis to take us off? Okay. Could I get a motion to adjourn, please, to executive session?
I move to adjourn to executive session.
Is there any objection to adjourning to executive session? Okay. Hearing none.
We don't stay on the line, do we?